is the letter of the day for one of these guys. So let's go ahead and start with the bad.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and get this one knocked out. One of the mandatory picks on Friday, Tiff, was the Lions against the Cowboys. And why I like the Lions, I just thought, you know what, man? There's a lot of things going into this. And the Cowboys are too good of a team with Dak and CD and everybody else to have that happen to them. Let's hear Friday. When you're talking about Detroit and these two Thanksgiving teams, and you talk about them going on the road and they're a 3-point favorite at Dallas, who I think is still a good team, that tells me Vegas really likes Detroit. The problem is I really like Dallas, and I think that Dallas can play a brand of football in this game, and what goes up must come down. I like Dallas plus the 3 at home. I just think there's too much on the line for that team. They're going to be gritty. Dak Prescott makes a throw to CeeDee Lamb at some point in that game that kind of pulls them ahead.
I like
Dallas plus the 3 points.
You like losing money.
We're going to kick you in the teeth, all right, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you, and when you knock us down, we're going to get up, and on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Here we go!
Oh my gosh, dude, I heard that entire sound by playing in my ear yesterday as I'm watching the game. I'm going, how was I that confident? Dallas too much on the line.
You never know what you're going to get with the Cowboys, except for the one thing that is certain is always going to be some drama.
Well, and here's the thing, Tiff. They've been one of the more consistent teams in the NFL the last few years. I mean, they've been a 12-win team, and I just thought, okay, they'll bounce back. They'll get it put together at some point. All the contract drama is behind them.
What did I tell you?
Contract drama is behind them.
What did I tell you at the beginning of the season? What did I tell you?
They're always going to break your heart.
I said their defense is going to miss Dan Quinn.
Their defense is, the only thing they're missing is tackling right now because it's just awful.
Like
it's,
I said, awful. Their defense is going to miss Dan Quinn, and they have missed Dan Quinn. That whole team is missing Dan Quinn right now, apparently.
Yeah.
There have just been some iffy losses in there for them when you really thought that this was going to be a dominant team this year,
I don't know what
I'm
made.
Looking at the record right now,
three different field goals in the game. I didn't just barely miss on that one. That was a complete I threw my back out swinging so hard I missed on.
Made you think that they were going to beat Detroit. I just don't know what in your mind made you think. You just thought, I'm the smartest guy in the room. I'm Mike Freaking Johnson.
Were you thinking about Detroit a few seasons ago? Like you were thinking about Detroit
right
last year. You were thinking about who Detroit is this year.
Look, because the I NFL bet you as a way of bringing everybody back down a peg. When
it
up,
does, it but just, I don't know if it always applies to the Cowboys. I look at some of the 44-19 loss to the Saints, and I'm not saying that should have factored into your decision, but I feel like the way this season has gone for them, I don't know if I would feel as confident as you did going into a game.
Ironically enough, that's the last time. That's the last time New Orleans beat somebody was that game. That shows you who.
Right. I don't make predictions.
Funny.
I just like to rub your faces in it when you're wrong.
That's
That's what I'm here for.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in the world like you where they don't like to put themselves out there until they can make fun of someone who did. And I put myself out there, Tiff, with Ole Miss and LSU. But you know, Tiff, I went with the numbers and I tried to pull. I said, what would Tiff do? Because you weren't here. And I said, well, she would go with history. And history has...
I don't even ask myself that question.
WWTD. I'm getting a bracelet.
Yeah, what would Tiffany do?
Yeah.
But history has it that LSU and Ole Miss are both teams that don't stop others, and they score a lot of points. I never thought Ole Miss would lose a game, and I never thought the score would be under 62.5. LSU and Ole Miss, it's a night game. It's going to be fun. Death Valley is going to be just rolling. Those Bayou folk are going to be all oiled up, greased up, ready to go. I'm going to tell you something. That over-under at 62.5, you could make it 70 and I'd pick the over. LSU has never seen an offense in the last 3 years that they want to stop. And Ole Miss can put up points, but I think LSU's got a good offense too. They're going to put up points. This is going to look like USC and LSU did at the start of the year. Give me the over. 62.5 could be 80.
Psych! That's the wrong number!
How about new?
We have been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray.
All right, shut up, Stephen A. Smith.
And
I don't want to hear from him anymore.
I thought that was Denzel for a minute. No, the 80 part is what makes that so good.
It could be 80.
It could have been. It could have been.
Ole Miss, I think Ole Miss is better than people.
I blame Brian Kelly.
Yeah, I think you should just blame yourself.
Hey,
you put the line out there, and he went and got the win.
You know what's
He's
happening
feeling good today?
You know what's happening right now?
What's that?
LSU is creeping back in the playoff picture because the SEC is about to have not one, but two teams in the top 10 with another loss and makes it their second. Well, LSU just, you know, plugging away.
No doubt about it, man.
Brian Kelly's sick of it.
Stop it. Stop it.
Sorry. I couldn't help it.
Oh. All right. Do you have any good?
I did. I actually scratched and clawed for a good. And that's the best news of the weekend.
What'd you go? 1-3?
That Lamar Jackson was going to win this game yesterday. Commanders are the toast of the town in the NFL right now. Everybody's talking about Jaden Daniels, the 4-1 star, Dan Quinn, everything else that's going on. And yet, when you look at this game and you see a 4-1 Commanders as a 6.5-point underdog is what I have it to the 3-2 Ravens, that tells me all I need to know as far as Vegas goes. They love the Ravens in this game. It's a home game for the Ravens. When you look back, guys, at the history of MVPs against rookie quarterbacks in these quarterback matchups, the MVP has almost always torched the Rookie of the Year candidate. I think that Lamar Jackson, it's just ho-hum. Derrick Henry, another 150 on the ground. Ravens just walk away with it. I like the Ravens minus the 6.5 against the Commanders.
Big trust. Whoa.
It's not overly accurate.
What have you, I don't know. I don't.
What do you mean?
He covered the spread.
I know, but I don't necessarily love the logic that went into your decision.
What was wrong with it?
Just with the, like, it's a what have you done for me lately part, which I think you did touch on some of that, but then you dug up, like, the MVP stuff against rookies, and I don't know.
Yeah. That's how you have to look at it. And the NFL, like I said, what goes up must come down. Commanders have been up. The Ravens started the year 0-2. Everything eventually comes back to the center. And like I said in the cut, when you have a team that's 4-1, that's a 6.5-point underdog, that tells you how much they love.
I mean, I'm
Ravens
glad you won.
Game.
I just was, what was the spread wondering again? About
it was
the logic.
6.5.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You snuck that in with the hair of your chinny chin there.
They were ahead by a little bit more in the game.
You scratched and clawed.
That's all right. That's
I mean,
I felt
that was a hair of a chinny chin chin right
that's
there.
That's why I felt comfortable making the call. And Derrick Henry goes for 132, by the way. Ding.
So you were 1-3?
I was almost
1-3 this weekend?
Yes.
The first time
you're 1-3?
All year.
No, it's not.
It is the first time you beat me. Oh,
I know,
yes,
Dylan
it is.
Would have the
well, I beat
the
you
record.
Because I was
records.
Smarter than you, and I knew that Detroit was going to go in there and do what they do best. Detroit's got too much offense for a banged-up defense in Dallas. I think it's going to be a shootout, but I'm taking the Lions to cover the 3.
Come on, man. That's too easy.
That's the best you got me is that's too easy. Come on, there's a better soundbite than that.
He wants to celebrate more. No. He wants
I am
to celebrate more.
The smartest football mind on the morning shift, and I think it is absolutely obvious by this week's picks. I just absolutely schooled you, Mike. You
don't even believe
yourself.
You
thought
right
Florida.
Now.
You thought Florida and Tennessee was going to go the over on 57.
Oh my goodness, what was the? That's yeah. The 57 was that. I was like, man, neither one of these teams are going to play defense this weekend. And
that's the Florida defense right there.
I was sadly mistaken with that. That game was like 3-0, like pretty deep in. And I was like, man, this is not good.
Well, you can blame Billy Napier because it should have been 20-0 at halftime, and instead they gacked away points. Look, it was. We had another good weekend of college football, though.
Great weekend.
I'm sitting there in a sports bar in Charlotte. I don't know the name of the, like, Picasso's or something. I have no clue. It was different sport. Ohio State's bar. Huh. Okay. And we had the Ohio State-Oregon game on one TV. We had LSU-Ole Miss on another. We got Florida-Tennessee on another one. And then Arch sweet-talked the waitress into putting Iowa State, West Virginia on one, and they were all good games. I mean, all of them were good games. It was a great Saturday night viewing of college football. I mean, some wings.
Wow, that's a long story.
If that was a social media post, I would have been like, that's too much to follow. I'm not reading all that. You went way in the weeds there with all that.
Mike, this man tried to tell me I got long-winded on Friday. I was like, oh my goodness.
You know why, Tiff? Tiff,
I'm
not
reading all that.
Because he goes, I want to give y'all some insight.
He goes, I want to
give y'all some insight. I don't want to go too deep in the weeds here. And he literally told every detail for what point in the Falcons game at home he walks to his car. to come back to the studio. All of it. Way off in the weeds.
Kind of like him talking about Picasso's. Wait, I don't know the name of
it. I'm not reading all that.
You did a day in the life, basically.
He's completely overblowing a 15-second story. It was Dylan? Very close.
Dylan, you know that story weren't no 15 seconds, all right?
Are you telling them
Rob Tribble fell asleep in the middle of the story.
Now, Mike, it wasn't long, but it wasn't 15 seconds. It was longer than 15 seconds,
I take
bro.
That just, coming right. from this man over here, I was like,
this is,
dude.
Now that is fair. That
I was like, man.
Let me tell you something. That's,
No, don't.
We don't have time
you
for you to tell
to
us
You need to know
something.
Your role and know that I'm the one that gets long-winded on this show, not you.
Well, the only one that
I'm not
can
reading
shut
all
you up.
That.